Adura me ta ti mo fe ko gba bi kini o to fara gbogbo ko to joko.
Pray like a man or woman from another world.
Adura o bi eni to wa lati ile mi.
Let your voice be like thunder.
Ye ki ohun le o ro bi ara.
As you pray this prayer.
Before to gba awon adura yi.
Don't negotiate. This is not the time to negotiate.
Adura adura ara ki se akoko iduna adura.
Is that the loudest you can say?
That wants me to die.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare this on this day.
I know, I go balance alone.
Deal with that pain.
Go to the Panama.
Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, by Jesus.
Every man and woman that God has sent to the world, He has given you something inside you to make you great. But in many situations, those things have been stolen or they are sleeping. This is why, like thunder, you will say, "My inner giants."
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God, Jesus. Abadura.
You know, say, my father.
Baba,
I am here now.
But I need
body perfect everything concerning my life. In the name of Jesus.
Lord God, Jesus.
Open your mouth and declare loud and clear. Perfect everything that concerns my life. Perfect everything concerning my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you once again.
Baba dupe lọrin lekan si.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Gbọpẹ wa loruko Jesu.
Thank you for what you have done.
Adupe fun o te ti se.
Thank you for what you shall do.
Adupe fun o te o se.
Thank you for what you will continue to do.
Adupe fun o te o te si waju lati ma se.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Gbọpẹ wa loruko Jesu.
There are two sisters here.
Àwọn arábìnrin méjì wà ní.
You are actually sitting side by side.
Kódà ìjókòó sẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ ara yín ni.
Today is your first day at a palm exchanging service.
Òní ni ìgbà àkọ́kọ́ tẹ́ ẹ máa wá sí ìpàdé agbára gbọ́dọ̀ pàrọ̀ ọwọ́.
Unfortunately.
Ó wá ṣe níláàánú.
All the days of your life up to this moment.
Ní gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé yín títí di ìsinsìnyí.
You were being followed by strong domestic witchcraft.
Àjẹ́ ìdílé tó gbówó ó ń tẹ̀lé yín kiri.
That witchcraft power even made a mistake.
Agbára àjẹ́ òun ó tún ṣìṣe.
By following you here.
Nípa títẹ̀lé yín dé yìí.
Right there where you are.
Ibi tẹ́ ẹ wá ni.
The power of God is coming upon you.
that yoke is broken for
everybody.
I want to say it's not possible for you. It's already made possible by the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a say, God bless you. Please open your Bible to Psalm 138. I have a word from the Lord to all who are gathered here today and all who are listening to this program or watching this program. I'd like you to listen very carefully. If I finish this and I'm able to get onto the message, fine. If I can get to the message, the sermon, fine. If not, we stop where we are, I will start praying. Psalm 138, verse 8. I want us to read that one loud and clear. Amen.
Amen.
Let's hear all the glorious sisters reading it loud and clear. And the brothers,
our glory.
And everybody together now, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, will endure forever. Forsake not the works that we know. There are 16 prophecies.
Asotele meri di logulowa.
To be fulfilled
to your share
in the life of God's people
in a year when you're alone
before this year runs to an end.
God,
it's not prayer, it's prophecy. Those things will happen before this year runs to an end. And I want to tell you this prophecy one by one. If we stop here, fine. If we can continue, we'll go to the message. Number one, the Lord said, in this year, He will destroy lives for your sake. Are there any life that is set out to destroy you shall be destroyed. God told
Joseph,
the father of Jesus,
Baba Jesus,
said, take this baby from Israel, take the baby to Egypt until the funeral and obituary of those who want to kill the child has been announced.
You can take
the child back. So Jesus was taken away to Egypt. And after some time, the angel came back again.
Said,
Joseph, take the child. Go back to Israel. For those that seek the life of the child are dead.
Nítorí àwọn tó pa èmi ọmọ náà, wọ́n ti kú.
Jesus was taken away.
Àgbé Jésù kúrò.
Then the enemies died. God killed them.
Ọ̀tá rẹ̀ sì kú. Ọlọ́run pa wọn.
In a way,
lọ́nà,
that no policeman can charge Jesus to court. Because he was not even there. God would destroy lives for your sake this year. And if there is any witch that has sworn that they will not rest until they get rid of you, they shall be buried alive. Prophecy number two. The last thing I should tell you, that strong man that troubled you last year shall never trouble you again. Three. The last thing I should tell you, that you are here. It will appear as if nobody has ever progressed in your family line. The Lord said you shall be number one. Four. The Lord said I should tell you. Please mark these words. That your antagonists, they will become your agent of promotion. They think they are attacking you. But all they are doing is promoting you. Five. The Lord said it will move you to that place where evil birds cannot see. The evil birds of witchcraft can't locate where you are. Six. The Lord said, this year,
Lord,
your laughter and your dancing shall come. And the gnashing of teeth of your enemies shall manifest. Seven. The Lord said, you will tear the mouth of the lion and recover what the enemy has swallowed from you. Eight. The Lord said he will give you a life jacket to dive into the ocean and recover what the waters have swallowed from your
heart.
That prophecy is for so many people here, especially from your riverland areas. I
congratulate
you. Number nine, the Lord said, as far as his children are concerned, angels will be released this year in a number they've never been released before to fight their battles. Ten, the Lord said it will embarrass and daze you with uncommon blessings.
Eleven.
God said I should tell you that he will give you a seat to sit down and decorate you where they say they don't want you.
12.
The Lord said there will be plenty of overturning and overtaking to favor you. And number
13.
The Lord said hopeless cases will begin to experience the raw power of God.
Fourteen.
The Lord said he will open unto you doors of favor and enlargement. The The root, number 15, the root of all stubborn affliction shall dry up. And last but not the least, number
16,
the powers that do not want you to lift your head, they shall be buried alive. If you believe that, take a song of praise in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for your word and to your people.
For
your word which never changes. Masika pola kaya boshendera bokontia. Daribo sobo la kaya kaya. Thank you, Jesus. Jericho is strong. Before you sit down,
go to Joko,
go to seven people. And say, my friend,
go with
drag them to court. Say to seven persons,
we will find him again.
God bless you. Our topic is drag them to God. Amen.
Amen.
Point number one. I want you to listen very carefully to this message which I'm going to abbreviate for you in its form. Point number one is this. God is a judge. The final, supreme, and absolute judge over all creation is God Almighty.
Onidajo kan so to ga julo to si loro ikeyin lori gbogbo ise iseda oni Olorun oga ogo.
There is the court of man.
Ile ejo eniyan wa.
There is a court of the devils.
Ile ejo awon emi esu wa.
There is a court of the Almighty God.
Ile ejo Olorun oga ogo na si wa.
In the court of man, you may employ an intelligent lawyer, a sweet, strong lawyer, and you win.
In
the court of man, you may even bribe the judge sometimes, and you win.
But
there is a court that is above all supreme courts. It is called the court of the Almighty God. I want you to understand this very well. One king in the Bible was dragged to that court. Let us see what happened to the king that was dragged to the court of the Almighty. In 1 Kings chapter 22, 1 Kings chapter 22, a particular king was dragged to the court of the Almighty God. The name of this king is Ahab. Ahab had married a deficit called Jezebel.
And Jezebel
finished Ahab completely.
Jezebel is bati Ahab.
In 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 19, the court of the Almighty had been put together to deal with Ahab.
1
Kings 22:19. And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. 1 Kings 22:19. And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, how? Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so.
And
the Lord, now therefore behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. The court of heaven had been summoned because this king had caused serious trouble and brought problems to Israel. And the decision of heaven was that they should put a lying spirit in the mouth of all his 400 prophets. And all 400 prophets began to tell lies. When the court of God is against a person, even if you run to a prophet, the prophet will tell you lies. What happened to Ahab? In verse 37. So the king died and was brought to Samaria,
as he pay was in Samaria,
and they buried the king in Samaria.
What is Sioba in Samaria?
End of story.
Oro parisibe.
In Luke chapter 18,
Luke only kaji dini ogun.
We read an important story, an important parable by Jesus.
Aoka owe kanto she pataki lati anu Jesus Christ oluawa.
In Luke 18,
Luke only kaji dini ogun.
Verse 1.
I say,
and he spake a parable unto them to this end. That men ought always to pray and not to faint. Saying there was in the city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him praying only one prayer point. Avenge me of my adversary. Can you shout that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Shout it again loud and clear. So there is a court called the court of the Almighty God.
There
is something known as the courtroom of the Almighty.
War
befalls any enemy that a believer drags to this court. Because once the believer drags somebody to that court.
Nítorí ní kété tí onígbàgbọ́ bá wú ẹnikẹ́ni lọ ilé ẹjọ́ náà.
Over 20 things could happen to that enemy. The enemies will become enemies of themselves. They will fight and oppose themselves. They will sink in the Red Sea after the order of Pharaoh. They will be destroyed by God's angels after the order of
Sennacherib.
They receive angelic slap like Herod received and worms ate him up. By the time David dragged Goliath to the court of heaven, Goliath received stones of fire.
Woe
befalls any enemy that the believer drags to this court. The way of those enemies will become very cloudy. And they will begin to look for cover where there is no cover. Any enemy that is dragged to that court is seeking for evil substitution. The Lord will just use him to replace things. Any enemy dragged to that court is seeking for compulsory and forceful burial after the order of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Any enemy dragged to that court is writing courier letters to confusion like the Tower of Babel. Any enemy dragged to that court is seeking to be pursued by terrifying noises after the order of the Syrians. Any enemy dragged to that court is seeking for bombardment of bad luck. Is seeking to become a prey of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. That enemy is seeking to become a landlord in the valley of defeat. Any enemy that a believer brought to that court is seeking to receive a certificate of occupancy in the desert. Any enemy that to that court is inviting constant sorrow. So, one powerful weapon of spiritual warfare that the believer really uses is to drag the enemy to the court of the
Almighty.
Stand up again and shout at some person, drag them to court. Amen.
Amen.
A time will certainly arise in your life.
Láìṣe àní àní, àkókò kan yóò dé nínú ayé rẹ.
If it has not already arrived now.
Bó bá jẹ́ pé kò tiẹ̀ tí ì dé nísinsìnyí.
Where you have to drag your enemies to the courtroom of the Almighty and have God to issue judgment on them.
Tó fi nílò láti wọ́ ọ̀tá rẹ lọ ilé ẹjọ́ ọ̀gá ògo tó sì wí fún Ọlọ́run pé Olúwa bá mi ṣèdájọ́ lé wọn lórí.
You should use that courtroom.
O láti lo ilé ẹjọ́ náà.
Job came to that courtroom. That God should render judgment between his friends and Satan. God raised judgment. And Job had to start praying for his friends again.
Job said,
"Avenge my adversaries." This is a very, very serious matter. I want you to understand it very well. When those people were troubling the apostles, in Acts of Apostles chapter 4, they dragged them to the court of the Almighty. They dragged them to that court. Let us see what happened in Acts chapter 4. I read from verse 23. They ran to that court and reported the enemies at the court of the Almighty. Something is certainly at this morning. Right, someone here.
And come back, maybe
you will drag your enemies to that court. And they will never throw your Israel again. Acts chapter 4. Verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders have said unto them. And when they had that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heavens and earth, and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, the people imagine vain things. The kings of the earth stood up. And the rulers were gathered together. Against the Lord. And against his Christ. They expose us to the fact that Psalm 2 in your Bible. It's a psalm that drags the enemy to the court of the Almighty. We are going to read that psalm before we start praying now. That's the psalm they quoted. Verse 27. For the truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed,
anything what if you are wrong.
They said both Herod
at Herod
and Pontius Pilate
at Pontius Pilate
and Gentiles
well,
and the people of Israel,
Israel
gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Now verse 29, they now reported them loud and they said, Lord, and now Lord, behold, they are threatening. They said, Lord, they are threatening us. And grant to thy servant boldness, may speak the word. By stretching forth thy arms to heal, and the signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy only child Jesus. The Bible says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together. They were praying and the buildings were shaking. There is prayer meeting and there is prayer meeting. And they were all filled with the
Holy
Ghost. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. What was the result? 33. And with great power gave it the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them. Great power came upon them. Great grace came upon them. Have you wondered, why is the enemy so much against
me?
I will tell you. It is because your name was announced in heaven by God that he has a program for you. And the enemy had the announcement before you. The enemy is now trying to disqualify you and fight you. This is why the wind is blowing and the hurricane is raging.
By fire. Fight for me by thunder and by fire.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Moruko Jesu. Lagbadura.
I was a king in this country.
Oba kan jeri lorilede yi.
He didn't want to be a king.
Ko wu lati joba.
They begged him to become a king.
Won be pe ko wa joba ni.
And when they begged him, he told them.
Nigba ti won si nbe o wi fun won o.
I'm a child of God.
I'm not
going to get involved in your rituals and in your occultism.
Neither am I going to
marry plenty of wives. I'm only going to retain my only wife.
They agreed.
And he became a king. Immediately he stepped into that throne. All these chiefs, all the rest began to lay pressure on him. He must offer sacrifice. He must carry calabash. He must marry plenty of wives. They started pressure on him. And they began to harass his life. They began to torment his life. Somebody gave that king a copy of Pray Your Way to Breakthrough. I don't know who gave it to him. So he was praying with it every night. Then he stumbled upon some prayer points. Which he prayed like no man's business. And as he was going to night. And he entered into his bedroom. There was a monkey on his bed. Monkey. The king looked at the donkey straight in the eye.
Said,
whether you are a human being, or a spirit, or you are an ordinary monkey, I command you in the name of Jesus to just remain at attention where you are. While I go to fetch my cutlass. And the monkey could not move. The king went. Got the cutlass. As he moved closer with the cutlass, the monkey spoke Yoruba.
Obona oba fohun lede Yoruba.
Ejo,
please.
Oh,
abajo.
He said, so you are a human being.
Aje yonyo.
No begging today.
Aye ebe oyo loni.
Fia. Father. Cut the head off.
Obe ori obona sonu.
And quickly went to the back of the palace and buried it.
Kia kia o si lo sin sen kule lafin.
He didn't know that particular night, five of the chiefs had gathered to destroy him. And they were the ones that sent the monkey. And as the monkey died, the next morning, all five chiefs were dead. Your God shall arise. Your enemies are scattered. Your foes shall arise. Your enemies are scattered. Your God shall arise. Your enemies are scattered. Immediately you drag them to the court of the Almighty. Then you've taken the battles off your hand. The enemy knows that if you fight by your own, you will not win. That Imreta says the harm of flesh will fail you. They may be challenging your God now. Take them to that court. Your God shall fight. I've seen the weapon of the enemy backfiring so many times. I've seen God killing people prematurely. I've seen people who have threatened and threatened and threatened God's people, they regretted it later. God will pass a sentence from heaven. Are they threatened that you will die? Are they threatening that you will eat sand?
Are
they threatening that you will never marry?
Are
they threatening that you never have a child?
Are
they threatening that you will lose your marriage?
Are
they blackmailing you? Are they cursing you naked? Drag them to the court. When they arrive at that court, the serpent they put on the ground will be swallowed by the serpent of the Almighty God. When you drag them to the court, every fellow that is pursuing you is only hurrying to keep an appointment with death on the Red Sea. There is something the Bible calls negative wonders. The Lord shall send negative wonders against your enemies. And this is a serious situation. And this is why we are here today. Pharaoh pushed Israelites to the Red Sea. And he thought he had won. But you see, the wrath of man, the rage and malice of the demons, can never slay you if God is defending you. Once you stand behind a fighting God, you are above any harm the enemy can bring your way. Moses was by the Red Sea. The sentence of heaven sounded. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. And you learn a big lesson. Man is nothing. God is all in all. Impossibilities shall flee before you. You learn another lesson. God can use the same instrument that saves his people to destroy the enemy.
The pastor
did not see the madness of Pharaoh. Was that he did not know who separated the sea. And he went inside. That's a great madness. Many people are camping by the Red Sea now. You were marching forward before, only to find that you can march forward no longer. The door of escape seemed to be getting further and further. The nice flower you held before is withering in your hand. You are pursued by witches and wizards who want to destroy you. And you are hearing their battle cry. They are even threatening you that, well, let's see how far you go with your Bible. They are claiming that the rain in the world of darkness. Drag them to that court and watch their disgrace. This is a very, very serious matter. A brother was in trouble. He ran all over the place to look for solution. He told me that the last place he went to, they say is the strongest in this country. And at that place, when they took him there, that he had to walk in with the back. He cannot face them. And they say, young man, what brought you here? Said, the enemy is pursuing him. Do you know the name of the enemy? Said, they mentioned the name. Because the enemy of this brother was so strong. Every morning, that person will knock his door. If the brother says yes, say okay, so you are still alive. Okay. Every morning, everything the brother was doing scattered. So when he mentioned the name in their meeting,
say,
is it that person? Sorry.
Maybe no.
Even we here cannot help you.
So,
you are in trouble, young man.
Go
and sort yourself out. That's what brought him to church. That's what brought him to Jesus. He now dragged them to the court. At the court of the Almighty, a sentence came from heaven. The sentence said, let him go or you die. They refused to let him go. And they all died. The trouble is this. When you want to go to the court, you don't go to a courtroom to a judge in a disorganized state and in a way that you are not, it's not planned. Must organize your arguments, organize your reasons, organize what you're going to say. You must report those who are troubling your Israel. So when you want to go to the court of the Almighty and you want quick results, number 1, ensure that your life is fully yielded to the Lord. Surrender your life to Jesus. Number 2, give up all your sins. Every sin you are putting your hand in is strengthening your enemies against you. That thing you are doing, you are saying we are having fun. To God, it's not fun. You are being destroyed. That man that is not your husband, that is giving you a peck in the office. Let me give you a peck. Peck, 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 in your office. You are being gradually destroyed. How does that man that you are calling your boyfriend and you are sleeping with the person outside marriage? That's exactly what your enemy wants you to be doing. They know that as far as you are doing that, when you are at the court of the Almighty,
I
say, oh God, fight for me. Say, no, the enemy will say, you can't fight for this one. This one is a fornicator. Give up all your sins. Make a decision today. Then, number 3, carry out a thorough cleansing of your life to ensure that Satan has no legal hold upon you. Then, come to the courtroom by the blood of Jesus. Bring in the reports. Like the apostles did.
So,
behold, they are threatening. Look, they are threatening us. And God arose and scattered them. There is a weapon which believers don't generally use. It is called the weapon of the courtroom of the Almighty. Drag those enemies there. Write a petition to heaven against them. And watch them scatter completely. There is somebody here today. You will drag your enemy to that court. And they will let you go. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning, and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, don't waste time. Because we have plenty of prayers to pray. Don't say, but I'm going to church. No. Just find a way quickly to the altar here.
Those
of you at the front and at the altars, I congratulate
you.
Please bow down your heads now and close your eyes and see what I'm going to say now after me. Say, Father,
Baba.
Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. I know that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Beginning from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. They've taken the most important decision in life. I decree that it shall be well with you. The Lord will keep you standing by his power.
He'll
write your name in the book of life. And today that you have surrendered your life to Jesus, any problem in your life is buried forever. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And take our Bibles as we open to Psalm number 2. And I want you to read Psalm number 2 like the apostles read their own. This is the drag them to cut Psalm. Read it loud and clear. Are we there? Everybody in Psalm 2? Clear your throat. Let's go. Why do the hidden rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth said themselves, and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their curse from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall laugh them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and fetch them in his sad displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the Eden for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a... Read it again, my man! Now, make it personal. I shall... Verse 10. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and he perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Amen. Put your Bible down now. Now, with all the strength you can gather, you need to pray this prayer from your heart. And as you start praying these prayers, woe befalls any power that has been sent to harm you. The Bible says, say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him. Say, but say ye to the wicked, he shall be ill with him. It was not Dr. Luka that wrote that one. It's in the Bible. Close your eyes now.
Did you know
what? I am your country now. Avenge me of my adversary. grace. Someone in this meeting, the person giving you a problem is a white man. I see you putting your leg on the head of that person giving you trouble. And the person will come to negotiate and to apologize.
Sir,
so, domestic witchcraft. I drag you to the court of the Almighty. Can you shout it loud and clear? Shout it again. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and give a prayer. Say, my common enemies, I drag you to the court of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and drag them there. Drag them there. We pray.
Say,
enemies of my prayers.
You are the
judge. You are the judge.
You
are the judge. You are the judge. You
are
the judge. You are the judge. You are the judge. You are the
judge. You
That bird, begin to move now. In Jesus' name we pray. You will now shout this loud and clear. Yes, yes.
Ben.
In Jesus' name we pray. Listen. Carefully. That short prayer we just prayed now.
Even
know what it has brought out.
Aha.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Someone in this meeting now as a position that is supposed to be yours was given to your enemies. But within the next 1 week there shall be a reversal. That's right. There is a man here. You come from the eastern part of this country. If not for the powers of your father's house, you are supposed to be one of the richest men in this country. They have been stealing from you since you were born. But right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. That's right. Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
Anyone here in this meeting, Lord,
that
is under the control of any fetish power. Anyone here now that has swallowed any poison and the poison is affecting them negatively, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, yes. The poison is coming out. Poison is coming out. You, the witchcraft sponsored infirmities. The body of this person is not your tabernacle. You are not supposed to be there. You are a stranger in that body. So come out now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every sickness on anybody's body, go back to your senders in the name of Jesus. Go back to your senders. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Seven prayers now.
So
pray very quickly.
Because
we don't have time. Pray them very quickly. Say, garment of darkness on my body. Touch fire. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Deal with the garment of darkness. Jesus' name we pray. Things are happening. That's right. I was fired into my dream life. But fire! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Second, I will shelter the better. In Jesus' name we pray. Power of environmental covens.
Agbara ajo aje ladugo mi.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Deal with the environmental covens.
Kuti ajo aje ladugo.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Opportunity wasters. In the name of Jesus. Yes, deal with the opportunity wasters. In Jesus' name we pray. So any chain binding my finances, break now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say the angel,
angel
that smote Herod to death. Can you say that out
loud?
Can you shout that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. That's right. Masekaya Bushende Rabo Kontara Basanda. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the seventh one. Oracles of my oppressors. Can you shout it loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can shout it? Let the hammer push down against them. He shall not function in your
life.
In Jesus' name we pray. Lay one hand on your head. The other one close to your belly button. And let your amen be. This is the second time I'm praying this prayer here today. I'm still going to pray a third one. Don't miss any of those three prayers. I'm going to pray now. Let your amen roar like thunder. Say amen louder than anyone can do. In the name of Jesus. We come inside your courtroom this morning, and we drag to that courtroom
All
the powers threatening our existence.
All
the powers threatening our progress.
All the
powers threatening our marriages.
All the
powers threatening our children.
All the
powers threatening our finances.
You
drag them to your court. Anyone here now?
And you can do what you buy.
That just woke up one morning. And you find that the enemy has shaved your
ear.
Or anyone here now? Whose ear has been taken to the altar of darkness. And that is affecting them. Right there where they are. Let your power begin to visit them. In the name of Jesus, In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray.
Baba, I'm going.
All the finances that the enemy has cut off. That person over there that is suffering from strange epileptic fit. That person over there that is struggling with masturbation. That is struggling with this strong spirit wife and strong spirit husband. That person over there.
And
something is crawling around your body. That person over there. That you used to try your best for examination, but you come out with poor results. That person over there. That the mark of irritation is upon you. That person over there. That the enemy has turned your womb upside down, turned your intestine upside down. That person over there. Whose menstrual pad is now inside a cauldron, a pot. That person over there. That the enemy allows to gather money, but the money scatters.
Receive your deliverance now. Receive your deliverance. Receive it.
Let's rise up on our feet now. And let's bring out our prayer letter. Father, I commit this prayer request unto your holy hands. You are the God that answered by fire. Answer by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every prayer request you have written in this paper and the one you have written in the tablet of your heart shall be answered by fire in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. You shall trample upon every serpent and scorpion and upon every power of the enemy. By the time you come here, for the next power must change
out.
You will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your prayer letter away and stretch forward your two hands again. This time around, say your amen like a mad prophet. Say it with thunder. In your voice. Say it in a way that the gate of hell will shake. Bible says, believe his prophets and you shall prosper. Every pronouncement I want to make upon your life now must stick to your destiny. In the name of Jesus, I stand there once again as your servant. And I decree into the womb of this month that it shall favor your children. In the name of Jesus. This month, impossibilities shall flee from before your face. Whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, this month, possess your possession, 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 in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It is written that you that he is will raise up your hand. And that comes to her. Let rest on the Lord who made heaven and earth. Not suffer your feet to be moved. For it that keepeth you in us longer. That keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. As you go, it shall be well with you. The Lord will put you in the envelope of fire. In the name of Jesus. Asante kapola karaboshende rabakati. Rima sampila katende kaya boshanta. Mana raboko sapunde kaya boshente rabasanta yaba. Any power troubling the star of anyone here, I bury that power now. Your coming here today shall be a landmark in your life. A positive memorial to move your destiny forward. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You will shout, I receive it 7 times, then a loud amen. That's right.